So she's been in Ghent for 37 years and 24 years in Madhuban. Quite a big opportunity to be in Madhuban, and she has been serving very efficiently in the Raj Yoga camps, giving stress-free management, anger management, and also, you know, BK classes to Indians who come every year. And also, it was her fortune to serve Dadiji as well, Dadi Prakashmani. So, let's welcome her, give her a big hand. Also, she will, I think I request Savita Ben to read out the slide for you, whatever has been written in the slide. I request her to read out the slide in case you can't see it. Okay, let's give once again a big hand to her. She was busy opening the computer.
Om Shanti.
So we have loving angel in front of us, Bap Dada's beautiful instrument. Huh? Om Shanti.
So today's topic is holistic health. Holistic health. So we are all aware that what is holistic health, do you know? This word holistic, what does it mean? Health as a whole. So here you can see that according to WHO, the definition of health is, health is a state of complete physical, mental, spiritual and social well-being of the person, not merely the absence of disease. So not only the physical health, but there should be mental, social and spiritual health too. If we are healthy in all these four dimensions, then it is holistic health. So usually we are more focused towards physical health, and we are not aware about mental, social and spiritual health sides. Although when we become Baba's children, you know, when we come here, then we know about mental and social aspects also. But in worldly people, they are more conscious about their only physical part. If there is some ailment in physical body, you know, like fever, pain or vomiting, maybe any such symptom, headache or stomach ache, then they immediately think of going to the doctor. Otherwise they feel they are healthy. But complete health is not this. There are certain diseases which just increase, you know, like even if we are not aware, like cholesterol, when it increases, you just can find it on blood checkup. There are no symptoms. Blood sugar, when it increases, in earlier stages, there are no symptoms. And uric acid, likewise, other chemical disturbances which occur in the body, cancer, is there any difficulty? Okay, so you go in the back. Those who are translating, please go to the back side so that others are not disturbed. Okay. So who else is translating? One. Oh, you. So you just go and sit in the back. Those who are listening, they can sit here. Okay. Now, health is wealth. We all know. And even in this confluence age, health is important for us. Although we become soul conscious, but this body is our instrument, this body is vehicle for the soul. So both are complementary to each other. And if we want to make good effort in this life, in this confluence age, then our body should be healthy. If you want to do good Amrit Vela, good service for Baba, whatever, no, we want to do in Brahmin life, we need to have a good body, good health. Otherwise, then there are so many excuses keep coming to the mind. Oh, I'm having this problem, that's why I cannot do this, cannot do that. So all health, like complete health, is necessary. So we need to know the basic principles of health. Although in Brahmin life, we also know that many things are not in our control. we suffer from the accounts of past karma also, and they are also come in the form of physical diseases sometimes that Baba has given us this knowledge too. So we understand in that way. But still, if we follow the basic principles of health, we can remain healthier, maybe up to 80% at least. So for physical health, four main things are required. One is balanced diet, other is exercise and proper sleep and free from addictions. So for us Brahmins, these two things we are already following. We have proper sleep, we sleep in time and we get up early in the morning. All Brahmins, you know, like they do Amrit Vela, go for Murli. Maybe sometimes you miss, but still, you know, we try to maintain this our routine. So these two things we are already having in our routine, but balanced diet and proper exercise. Balanced diet means having all the elements of food in proper percentage: proteins, fat, carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, water. And our diet should be high fiber, low cholesterol diet. It's healthy diet, high fiber, low cholesterol diet. Normally people like low fiber, high fat diet. Fried food and this, what do you call it, pizza, burger, these are all fast food, no? So they are low fiber diet because it has refined flour in it. So high fiber diet is sprouts, vegetables, fruits, whole grains. These four, they are having high fiber content. So sprouts, they are very healthy for us. These sprouts, they have 34 healthy substances in them and highly energetic, because if you do not boil the sprouts, then it's living energy actually. When we take them raw, if we take fruits and vegetables, it's living energy which comes to our body, and that's most healthy. And in less cost, we can have healthier substances if we are taking sprout every day in our diet. But they have two harmful substances too, the sprouts. One is trypsin inhibitor, and second is iron chelating enzyme. This trypsin inhibitor, it affects our digestion. Sometimes it causes flatulence to some people. The reason is because it has trypsin inhibitor. And because of iron chelating, it stops the absorption of iron from the bowels. So if we just for 1 minute or 2 minute boil them, then all these two substances, they are destroyed, and then it is healthy. And vegetables, they are also high fiber diet. We should eat every day at least 3 color vegetables: green, red, and some other color. We have so many color vegetables in, and try to use in this way. And fruits, each fruit has almost 50 health promoting substances in it. And fruits are already pre-digested. The intestines, they have not to put much effort to digest the fruits. And they are best to eat empty stomach, because if we eat them after meal, then they have to be in intestine for long time, because the first the meal will be digested and then the fruits. So then they can cause bloating and flatulence. So they become more harmful than beneficial. So either you eat them 2 hours after meals or half an hour before taking meal. This is the right time to eat fruit, any fruit. And they have antioxidants too. These antioxidants, they neutralize toxins in the body. And also vitamins, high quantity of vitamins which are necessary, you know, for our systems. If there is any deficiency of food products, then it can cause diseases. You know, like if there is iron deficiency, then it leads to anemia. If there is B12 deficiency, then it can cause nervous weakness. So deficiency of any food element is related to disease. Now, if there is deficiency of calcium, then it can cause weakness of the bones. So there should be in proper amount. So every day if we are eating fruits and vegetables, then we are getting the vitamins, the right amount of vitamins per day. And water is also important. Our body is 65% water. So we need to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water per day. And the right time to eat water is, again, half an hour before meal and 2 hours after meal. It should not be taken with meal because then it dilutes acid which digests the food, and diluted acid is not able to digest food properly and it can cause indigestion. So it should be taken 2 hours, at least 2 hours after meals. And if you want to drink, then you can have just sips of water. And again, buttermilk and curd in everyday food, they also help us in improving our calcium amount, and they have very good flora in them which are healthier for intestines. And reduce 7 items in your diet. These 7 items are all the white things: sugar, salt, white flour, butter, ghee and oil, coffee and tea, and cold drinks. Ghee, yeah? If you are exercising well, if you are not having sedentary lifestyle, no, then you can use oil in good amount. But if you are having this lifestyle, means like you are just sitting on the chair whole day and working, then it's better to avoid butter and ghee. Vitamin A. Yes, yes, it does help, but if we are having not proper lifestyle, then they are more harmful than beneficial, because this butter, it has high cholesterol and it deposits in the arteries. And wherever it deposits, if it deposits in the heart, then it can cause heart blockages. If it deposits in the brain, then it can cause blockages in the brain system. If kidney, then so the disease of that system will start. So we want to remain healthier. So, now small amounts are good, because small amounts are required. We need actually per day 30% of calories from fat. 60% calories should come from carbohydrates. 20% calories should come from proteins. And 20% ideally should come from fat. So this much amount of fat we can consume. But we should take healthier oils than these ghee and butter, because they have saturated fats, triglycerides in them. Okay, but the polyunsaturated fats like sunflower oil, corn oil, coconut oil, and olive oil, they are much healthier in the form of fat than all these things, those who are having saturated fats. Cold drinks, because they have phosphates in them, and these phosphates, they weaken our bones. Actually, they remove calcium from the bones and leads to osteoporosis. So you can easily get fractures even with mild trauma. So that's why they are not very good for our system. Butter and ghee, actually right from childhood nowadays is seen. The food is such and lifestyle is such, the cholesterol starts depositing in the arteries. So it's better to control these things right from childhood. You can give them in little amounts, not like they will be more healthier, stronger. So like we are serving them good amounts of butter and cheese and all these things. So it's better to control that amount. Sugar is actually it puts on weight. One thing is this, because if calories are coming from sugar, then most of this sugar is not used in the system and it gets deposited in the liver, and then it converts into fat cells. One side effect is. Second is, like, if you are middle-aged, then the risk of getting diabetes, your insulin, it starts compromising by this age. So if sugar intake is more, then you may develop this diabetic problem. So that's why it's better to take less of the sugar. The minimum amount of sugar. Brown sugar is healthier, but still, sugar is sugar. So, honey. If you are not diabetic, then you can take honey, brown sugar, smaller amounts. Because the calories, I told you, putting on weight is itself a disease. So taking direct sugar means you can put on. So it's better to restrict it rather than taking it freely. Again, it depends on your lifestyle. If your lifestyle is that good, ki every day you are exercising a lot, then you can take. Yes. Low blood pressure. You. Okay. Those who have some personal problems, they can see me after class so that this class is not disturbed. See, coffee and tea, they are harmful because they are having caffeine and tannin. Okay. So caffeine, it is harmful for our heart because it increases heart rate by 10. If you take one cup of coffee, then 10 heartbeat increases right at that time. Although you feel the nervous stimulation, that is for temporary period of time, and after the effect is gone, then you, because it's like an addiction, not a big addiction, but still it is an addiction, and then after some time you feel like taking one more cup again. So it's like giving boost to your heart again and again, and over years it may cause heart problems, arrhythmias. Arrhythmias means heartbeat problems. So it's better to cut down to 2 cups per day. Maximum should be 2 cups per day, not more than that. If you don't take coffee, it's best. But if it's not possible, means if you have to, means you feel like that you need to take it, then just 2 cups per day. And tea too, also same, 2 cups per day. Not that harmful, but if you increase more than 2 cups per day, then it's really harmful. And tea affects our digestive system too. It has tannin, and which causes gastritis and constipation. So then flatulence, indigestion, these bloating, these problems start. Cocoa, chocolate, moderate amounts. Again, because again it has caffeine. This chemical caffeine it has, so in moderate amounts you can take. And for physical health, the second requirement is proper exercise. if our physical work is enough, you know, every day we are doing a lot of things physically, then no need to take out time for separate exercise, you know, like. But if you feel that your work is more sedentary, then half an hour exercise or 45 minutes brisk walk is must. And it should be after sunrise and before sunset. Why after sunrise? Because after sunrise there is more oxygen in the atmosphere. The plants, they leave oxygen and take carbon dioxide. So they absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and give oxygen. And the same thing is before sunset. Okay. And what are the benefits of doing exercise? It improves our circulation. And when the circulation is improved, toxins are removed from the body easily. And improving circulation improves oxygen consumption from our system. Again, it works as antioxidants. It increases the release of endorphins, enkephalins, serotonins, which are natural painkillers. So the problem of muscle pain, arthritis, if we do exercise every day, then we can easily overcome the pains of these diseases. And it decreases our cholesterol, it decreases our blood pressure, and it's like medicine for diabetic. If someone has diabetes and if they walk 3 kilometers per day, then it's really very helpful in controlling their sugar, blood sugar. And proper sleep is sleeping 10 o'clock in the night and getting up 4 o'clock in the morning. So I think all of you must be following this routine. When we get up 4 o'clock in the morning, why it is helpful for our health? Because 4 o'clock is the time, according to our biological clock, when our hormones are released. And the pituitary is active at that time. And pituitary is in the brain. And when we are receiving vibrations from Shiv Baba in the Amrit Vela, so these vibrations, they harmonize our this hormone system. Because we receive feelings of bliss from Baba. And for hormones, endocrine system, the bliss is required to balance that energy, to balance that secretion. Okay? So our system, whole system, work in harmonious way. If every day we are harmonizing or we are balancing our these secretions. So this is not for us, this is for Laukik people, but because this topic is taken with Laukik people too, so we have kept these slides. And the other important factor for our health is stress, which comes in the mental health. Stress affects our mind first. It starts in the mind. Although we Brahmins should not experience stress in our life, but if I ask you this question, are you free from stress? Not yet. Can anyone of you raise your hand? I'm free from stress completely. No? No, not before Baba. After coming to Baba, are you free from stress? No. So what stress do you have? Work. Bombs. Which country you belong? Israel. Oh. Okay, so Baba is teaching us how to manage our all worries, stress, insecurities, okay, fears. So means we are not using Baba's knowledge. If we are experiencing stress because of all those bombs and all these type of things in our life, then what does it mean? We are not using Baba's power and knowledge in our life. So okay, well, we are coming to that point, but first we are going to understand what is stress. The stress we experience when the demands, when the pressures increase, then our demands. Or when the demands increase, then our power. Then our inner power. And the feeling we get at that time is called as stress. When demands exceeds resources, or when pressures are more than our coping ability, then we experience stress. And why the stress is harmful for health? Because it releases certain chemicals, harmful chemicals in our body, and they are catecholamines, adrenaline, noradrenaline and steroids. These are sympathetic stimulants. We have two systems in our body, sympathetic system and parasympathetic system. So when sympathetic system is stimulated, what happens? Actually, that slide is not here. What happens? It first affects our heart. Our heartbeat increases, and when heartbeat is more, then blood pressure rises. And if there is any block in the coronary artery, because by the time you come to the middle age, means like around 40, 90% or sometimes, no, 70 to 90% blockage usually starts in one or other artery, according to present lifestyle. So if any artery is partially blocked, and when we are under stress, these arteries, they are constricted because of adrenaline, the flow of blood decreases, oxygen reaching to the heart decreases, and it can cause angina. Angina pain means heart pain. Or maybe if the block is more than 90%, it can cause even heart attack. So stress is a major factor for the heart disease. We need to understand that. So our stress should not continue longer. As soon as we experience that I am under stress, we should find out some way to manage it. So it's very harmful for our heart, and then it affects our digestive system. These chemicals, they increase acidity. They cause hyperacidity, and then even can cause ulcers. Maybe sometimes cramps in the stomach. When there is fear, maybe you know, few of you might have experienced this. When we suddenly come under some stress, then we start feeling cramps in the stomach and diarrhea. We have to go for diarrhea. And it affects our nervous system too. Nervous system is stimulated, and it causes dryness of mouth and insomnia, headache, this muscle tension can lead to body aches, joint pains, and sometimes if continues for a long time, then depression, psychotic and neurotic problem. Depression cases are increasing nowadays in the society. The reason is stress. And even diabetes and other allergies and asthma, they are also psychosomatic diseases. So long period of time stress can cause even these problems, and it decreases immunity of our system. So we are more prone to infections, like viral infections. You know, we catch cold very easily, or maybe any other viral infection is spreading in the environment. If we are under stress, then immune system is low and we catch that infection. So how we Brahmins can manage our stress? There are so many reasons, so I am not going in the reasons of the stress. You are all experienced and you face every day in situations, circumstances, problems, they arise in our life, and they are not in our control. They do not ask us to come, whether should I come or not. Anytime, any situation, any problem can occur. And we have to face it, that's all. But how to face it so that we do not experience stress? This is what we say, art of life. That is what Baba teaches us. So, I would like to ask from you first. Any situation, maybe it is coming from your family side, maybe coming from your workplace, maybe your own sanskar, personality problem, maybe coming from environment, maybe any world problem like you are talking, your country problem, not your personal problem, but your country problem, maybe. So, how will you face it? So that you don't experience stress. What knowledge points will you use at that time when the situation comes? Yes?
Nothing new.
Good. But how to use it? Will it work if you say nothing new? Okay. You believe. It's fixed in the drama. So it's going to happen. If we accept it. If your acceptance level is high for the situations, then you feel minimum stress. So, she's right. No? Baba says, always take it as nothing new. It has happened many times and I have faced it many times and I was victorious many times. So, if I was victorious before, then I can be victorious this time too, and it's not a big problem. I can easily overcome it, and this way we experience less stress. Another? Detached observer. That's also a good technique. See the situation as a detached observer, as if you are not part of it. You are just watching the drama going on. So when we see the drama, no matter what kind of scene is coming in that drama, whether it's a murder scene or fighting scene or whatever, we just enjoy it because we see, I'm not part of it, I'm just watching it. It's for my entertainment. So take the situation as an entertainment, no matter how bad it is. So if your feelings are changed, your thinking is, we cannot change the situation, but we can always change our attitude towards that situation. No? So if I change my thinking, my feelings will definitely change, and it will change my attitude and behavior, and then the stress is gone. And what other thing we can do? Yes? Stressing the body. Experiencing bodiless stage. It's very near to detached observers. How can we become detached observers? Only when we become soul conscious, when we detach ourselves. No? So, you just, many things, when they come to you, immediately you are not able to remember any knowledge point, sometimes it's like this, then just go and sit in Baba's room. Just sit in front of Baba, and what feelings you are getting in your mind, just relate it to, relate these to Baba, and ask for solution. Tell everything, give your worries to Baba, and then ask, what should I do now? And then your intellect should be completely plain, and then see what Baba says to you, what touching Baba gives to you, and you will feel you have received really that power from Baba. I have used it many times, and really, sometimes I found miraculous solutions, which I have never even dreamed that I can do this. So we get really good touchings if our mind is totally plain and surrendered to Baba. You just tell your problems to Baba and then ask Baba. Yes. So when there is any bomb explosion in your country, then feel this, that Baba's hand is on my head. So nothing is going to happen. Think? Yes, yes. So I was coming to this point. Baba says put dot and use not. So how can you put dot, how can you put full stop to any situation? Because sometimes situation is not that bigger, but we think it so much. No, we make mole as a mountain. Some people, I won't say Baba's children, every day we listen Baba's murli, so we need, we know that how to finish our past, no? But Laukik people, no, when something happened in their life which they didn't like, or maybe if they get hurt from someone, they are not able to forget it. And they experience that sorrow for years. And whenever they see the face of that person, what happens? The whole reel turns, you know, the whole file opens up, and they are not able to come out of it. And they live just a stressful life because of just conflict in their relationships or in their sanskars. So just check subtly yourself. If you have these kind of accounts you faced in your life, then put them full stop. How can we put full stop? Two things. One, Baba says, ki this is our account because we are paying debts of 63 births. So I'm just clearing my accounts. If that thing has happened, means there was some account and it's clear. So when we clear our debts, how do we feel? Light. I have cleared my debts means I am light. So you just feel that I have already paid my all debts and now I am very light. And second thing, that there is benefit even in this. Maybe that benefit is not very clear at that time. It's under veil, Baba says sometimes. No, it's under cover. It's not visible. But for future, you will really find benefit in that. And there's one very beautiful story in the scriptures. I'll not take the story because watch is showing very less time. 6:30 meditation starts here in meditation hall. So I am told to sharply finish it by 6:30. So I am coming to other important point, which is related to spiritual health. So whenever you feel stressed or when you face problems and circumstances, always use Baba's knowledge point and immediately try to get rid of that stress. The main essence is that. Okay? And third aspect of health is spiritual health. And spiritual health is more important, and we Brahmins can use it very well. Healthy. This word has two words, heal plus die. Heal die means self. Healing of the self. Self. Die means self. Healing of the self. So who is the real self? Soul. So when I consider myself soul, then it leads to healing. Why the diseases are incurable? Because they don't know how to go within. When we go within, then we are able to cure even incurable diseases. Today's medical science, it has all the modern facilities, modern medicines, injections, surgeries, but they don't know how to go within. And that's why all the diseases are just controlled. They cannot be cured. Now, you can see any disease in allopathic medicine. Blood pressure, they can control. Diabetes, they can control. Asthma, they can control. Allergies, they can control, but they cannot cure. Once you have that disease, you have to live with that disease whole of life. And you have to live with medicines. So why are not they cured? Because they are not able to go within. So here we need to learn, the soul has seven basic innate qualities. We all know. And these innate qualities are knowledge, love, peace, happiness, bliss, power and purity. You know this. And these all seven qualities when we use spirituality in our health, so these all seven qualities, they are related to our all seven systems. And they supply that spiritual energy to that particular system to remain healthy. So knowledge is related to central nervous system. Knowledge is related to central nervous system. Peace is for respiratory system. Love is for circulatory system. Happiness is for digestive system. And purity is for immunity and skin. Power is for bones and skeleton, means like muscles and bones. And bliss is for all our endocrine system. So if we have 100% of these qualities in the soul, now like in Brahmin life we are practicing it, but when we took birth in this world, these qualities, they were not 100%. The percentage of quality the soul brought with it, means like if I had 60% of peace sanskar in me, 40% to become peacelessness, you know, like sometimes I go in those feelings, and then it affects my respiratory system and I may get respiratory problems off and on. And if I am loveful completely, you know, like I am loveful and I receive love from others too, means I feel that I am loved by others, then my circulatory system will remain completely healthy throughout my life because the flow of energy is constant. There is no blockage in the spiritual energy for that system. But if I feel that I am isolated, I am ignored, I face hatred from other people, it is blocking the flow of that energy to circulatory system. And that blockage can cause heart disease after certain age. Maybe, you know, like after middle age, around 35 or 40, you know, these problems will start. So did you get this? How these energies, they are flowing to our systems, these value energies, and they have their own color. Soul is white point of light, and white color is combination of all the seven colors, okay? And those seven colors are Vibhgyor. So bliss is for bliss the color is violet, knowledge indigo, peace blue, love green, happiness yellow, purity orange, power red. So when you want to, you all are writing, huh? Bliss, it has violet color, knowledge indigo, peace blue, love green, happiness yellow, purity orange, and power red. So when we have these positive team, means positive thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memory, then positive energy flows to the target organs and they stay healthy. And even if we get some disease, and if we do meditation and specially give that virtue energy to that target organ, the healing is more faster. Although it doesn't replace the medicine, it doesn't mean that you need not to take any medicine for that. You can cure yourself by meditation. It's not that. It's just adjuvant to that therapy. So healing will be more faster and more complete. So we have used this thing in many patients and they really experience those benefits. Even I experienced them in my life and I found that really it works. So energy of mind, because we use spiritual energy through our mind, through our thinking, no? So when you do meditation, sit in meditation in full concentration for 15-20 minutes And when you feel that you are totally in connection with Baba, you are getting the flow of those virtues in you. And especially which disease, you know, like if it is a digestive disease, then get that happiness, vibrations of happiness from Baba, and focus them on your digestive system with yellow color. For happiness, it's yellow color. And keep those vibrations there focused for at least 10 minutes. So it requires good concentration. And if your mind goes here and there, then it will not work fully. And if you continue this process for 21 days or more than, even if you require it, if the disease is not completely cured, then you can continue it longer and you can really find miracles. The mind power just work in this way. So it's using spirituality for healing. Now, like sometimes we Brahmins, we are doing Raj Yoga every day. So we are just using it for other purposes, no, for our sanskars or maybe, you know, some our accounts, maybe our past karmas. We are not using it for health. You have some weapon with you, but until you use it, it will not work. So we have this weapon with us, but until we use it for that purpose, it's not going to work. So if you have some problem, if you want to use it for healing, if you use it in a proper way, then it's definitely going to work for you. Okay? So I think it has a lot of many things still, but I cannot take it. It's already 6:30. I'll just think over it, because now I'm supposed to go down again, Shantivan. I have come from Shantivan. So, and I have already given appointment to few at 7:30, so maybe some other time, like we can. Okay. So I'm finishing it here, okay? So we'll have 2 minutes of meditation and then...